I'm feeling spacious in my heart. It is pleasant. And then I get sleepy. Can you advise on how to cultivate interest in the spaciousness? My effort is tight and I fall asleep easily. That's a fairly common sort of conundrum in that sense of you recognize how there's kind of the benefits and drawbacks in everything. You say, oh, wow, gee, it'd be nice to feel some kind of spaciousness and peace for once in my meditation. And then, of course, then you feel that and then you get sleepy. And sort of the so that embedded in different mental states are always, you know, one has to recognize the drawback or the something that can be problematic. Something like spaciousness, and then it's feeling pleasant, then it's actually helpful to take I mean, there's different ways that one can do it. Either one could, besides the spaciousness, one could bring up a perception of light, so that along with that spaciousness, it doesn't sort of go into sort of the space turning into the void and one disappearing into the void. So that sense of bringing up a perception of light as well, so that there's a brightness that comes with that, and the brightness tends to energize. Another way of working with that, in the sense of, as a quality of spaciousness arises, and that feeling of pleasantness, but then to really take either the sensation of the breath. And to really clarify it, there's this feeling, it is pleasant, it's spacious, it feels settled, but then it needs to be kind of shaped a bit so that it doesn't sort of go, like the sense of spaciousness ends up without being able to define any boundaries. So then, you know, one needs to define the boundaries a bit more and sort of to shape it a bit so that there's an engagement with the object of attention and the meditation, so that there's, you know, I mean, those are a couple sort of ways, but I think you get the principle behind it, is that within that, that pleasant, spacious, you start to recognize a pattern. Oh, well, I tend to drift off. So then there needs to be a bit more structure. That one is able to define things a bit more clearly, and then if you tend to, say, define it too tightly, then you'll wear yourself out, or it'll feel tense, and then you have to back off. So there's this experimenting with you know, where you go forward. Okay, well, that's not working. Well, I'm going to come back a bit, but the main thing. Or the main indicator is that there is this quality of awareness, mindfulness, clarity that's able to be sustained. That's working with the object.